If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Society Radio. Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's it. That's the three of us. We're the three best friends doing a podcast and hanging out with each other. And guess what? We're going to throw a party January 16th. That's a Saturday, correct, Chris?
Yeah.
All right. Chris is away from a mic right now, but he's going to be next to one pretty soon. And you're doing a little bit of location scouting in very soon, right?
Yeah.
And where is that location scouting happening?
Mostly for my house. Where else do you?
No. I mean
using the internet
for location scouting. I think you'd go to locations, but where are the locations possible?
I told you, I've been looking into this one of those Koreatown karaoke joints.
Yeah. Because for people who aren't from New York, where's Koreatown?
In Midtown, in the 30s, Manhattan.
Do the 30s count as Midtown? This is just a question for between.
I go 14th Street to Central Park is Midtown.
What?
Yeah.
You're fucking crazy. 14th Street's the beginning of downtown.
I go to like West.
Yeah, I'm just saying like Union Square is the end of Midtown, beginning of downtown.
No. All right. My definition of, or this is just for New Yorkers. My definition of Midtown is 60th to 36th Street. I say 34th Street's the beginning of not Midtown. It's some other weird nebulous place.
Well, 23rd Street, maybe I'd go down as far as 23rd because that's Flatiron District is the beginning.
Okay.
So maybe I would go to 23rd, but definitely not 36th. That's insane.
Can we get a definition of Midtown? Is there some place on the internet that might define what Midtown New York is? In the meantime, I'm going to say, follow us at HS Radio Show, because I bet no one's heard me say that before. At HS Radio Show. At HS Radio Show on Twitter. And then on Instagram, High Society Radio. And on Reddit, reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. And patreon.com/High Society Radio. Patreon.com. Where you can donate to the show. And those people who donate to the show, they're going to come to the goddamn fucking dollar pizza party. Possibly in Koreatown, New York City. Is it Midtown? We don't know. We're going to find out what is the definition of Midtown.
According to this, it is down to 14th Street.
Really?
Wow, there you go.
Wow. Yeah,
it's Wikipedia. The lowest, the furthest downtown neighborhood is 23rd Street to 14th.
What's that mean, the furthest downtown neighborhood?
The furthest downtown neighborhoods are like Stuytown, which goes all the way to 14th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea, which goes that far down, Union Square, which ends at 14th Street.
Yeah, Chelsea does go down there.
Yeah, so that's considered Midtown. It's that to, let me see here, 59th Street is the high. So pretty much exactly what I said. Kindly go fuck yourself.
Nice.
I have been fucking myself for years. It's great.
Mm.
Just mostly through my actions and my decisions in life.
Oh, I thought you meant literally.
Not in my ass. Well, but I was right on the high end. I had the high end pretty correct.
True.
But, all right, so now I'm not going to fuck myself. You know what? Did we tell the RoboCop hat story, Chris?
I don't remember.
Chris and I went over to go see Tom Segura at when he was at the Skirball Center during the New York County Festival. And he fucking murdered, because Tom Segura is the man. And as we were online to get beverages while Tom Segura's opener was on, the guy behind us was like, well, Chris had his RoboCop hat on. It's a fucking pretty dope hat, to be totally honest. And it's just like the RoboCop logo from the RoboCop movie.
Yeah.
And some guy, what did the guy say exactly? He was like,
he asked me if my name was Murphy or something because he didn't understand. Now, I kind of stopped wearing like Yankee hats and Mets hats.
Yeah.
Because I, or like.
Well, you don't like sports.
Yeah. So, but I just like, I do like hats.
Yeah, you love a fitted, bro.
Yeah, but I just didn't really want to talk to some douche about baseball randomly
sure.
in a bar. So
yeah,
I started wearing things like RoboCop hats and like hats that just say New York City on them or just hats that say high society. Because I don't want to talk to people that I don't know.
Well, it makes sense because people who wear hats are usually fans of whatever's on that hat. And you're not a fan of sports, so you are a fan of New York City.
And RoboCop.
Mm-hmm. And this podcast.
Exactly.
So it makes perfect sense. So this guy starts questioning you, like giving you a fucking third degree about RoboCop.
Exactly. I'm just like, it's a dope movie. Who doesn't like RoboCop?
Love RoboCop. Paul Verhoeven. But yeah, and then, so I'm with you. I'm like, look, I think, was I fucking with him or was I just fucking talking about Paul Verhoeven?
No, you were fucking with him in the beginning. You were like, yeah, this kid loves RoboCop. I just stopped him getting an Ed 209 back piece.
And then, And then I started fucking rattling off Paul Verhoeven movies. It was like Total Recall, Hollow Man, Starship Troopers.
He said that that guy said that Total Recall doesn't stand up though. That guy's a fucking idiot.
The first actual Total Recall, not the remake with Colin Farrell.
Yeah,
that I never even saw it. I wouldn't bother. But the original Total Recall, of course, fucking Copenhagen. Was that the guy's name? No, Cohagen. Who was also Dick Jones. Dick Jones was that dude.
That's that guy.
I love that dude. He was also Cohagen. He was like an evil, corrupt Detroit executive. And then, you know, fucking Paul Verhoeven was like, well, you're too good not to use again. So now you're the evil, corrupt mayor of Mars. I loved it. That guy's the shit. I don't even know if he ever worked again. I'm going to say no, he didn't after Total Recall.
You probably got something running around.
Cohagen?
Yeah.
If Paul Verhoeven ain't using them, then fuck it. Also, Showgirls.
Paul Verhoeven. Yeah. That classic.
But then he also, and Basic Instinct as well, was Paul Verhoeven.
Wow, he had a string of
hits
for a minute.
He had a fucking amazing run in the late 80s to the early 90s.
He was like John Carpenter in the 80s and shit, prolific.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Yeah. I feel what you're saying right
not
now,
not too
bruh.
Bad.
All right, bruh. All right, so.
What's
I guess,
the story with your vest, though?
I guess you guys don't watch my Periscopes. Because on Black Friday, I did a little Black Friday shopping for myself.
Time,
you really
son.
Invested in that.
You did
scope show, get it?
Invested. Get it, Scope Bros. Yeah, and then I rocked. I rock this vest every day.
It's weird. You're wearing like a nice button down under that vest.
Well,
instead of your Scope Bros T-shirt.
Oh, I don't worry about fucking Scope Bros T-shirt, dude.
I mean, you must be getting rich. You must be really planning to buy.
You just got fantasy money coming in.
I see shit all over Reddit. People wearing these Scope Bros shirts. It's your creation.
I try to push all the Scope Bros shirts as much as possible.
That's
and
what
then,
I'm saying.
And then I watch the FanDuel and the DraftKings commercials, and I'm like, okay, so all I have to do is I invest my initial dollar.
Yeah.
I set my lineup. ? Make a lot of fucking money. I mean, that's really what I'm doing.
You dress like it, too.
And
It's ridiculous.
Thank you.
How
like,
fucking good, well
thanks to all the
too.
Money I'm making off of daily fantasy sports, I can afford $10 vests, which was originally $15.
Wow. So
Dick Jones was
thrifty.
In True Detective.
Jones! He was?
He was in True Detective Season 2.
What?
No
who
way.
Was he? Tell me who he was.
The name
was
of the character is Catalyst Executive.
I don't remember
Kane.
That.
Oh, shit.
Was that
yeah,
him?
Yeah, he was the executive that tried to basically extort Vince Vaughn for money. He was only in like one or two scenes. He was only in a
shit,
couple.
Shit, I don't
was
remember
maybe
seeing him,
two,
son.
Possibly three episodes. I believe he was killed. All right, spoiler alert. Did you watch the entire season?
Yeah.
I believe he was killed in that cabin in the last episode.
He was in? Oh, man, how you not going to show him, son? That's Dick Jones,
Dick
dog.
Dick Jones! I know Dick Jones!
My boy, that's Clarence, son.
Red,
that's that
baby,
dude.
Is red.
I'm gonna name my son that.
Fucking crazy ass RoboCop 1. There was a fucking cocaine factory in the middle of Detroit.
You know what? That's a real thing now.
I mean, at least they were bringing manufacturing business back to the Rust Belt.
You're making a lot of fucking good points.
The Rust Belt.
I've been saying for years, whatever's going on in Detroit right now is a prequel to RoboCop writing itself.
Yeah, it's
so
pretty
who
bad,
would be OCP? Was OCP, that was like
they're not there yet.
OCP was like
the
a
Ford
weird
company?
Company, right? It was like a company.
It wasn't Japanese owned though, right?
No, that was RoboCop 3. By RoboCop 3, there was a hostile takeover of OCP by a Japanese conglomerate.
Ninja.
Because it was the fucking 80s. Every corporation has to be taken over by the Japanese.
Wasn't that so weird in the 80s?
They were coming for us, Sonic America and all
was
that.
So afraid.
Hell yeah, they
of
got
Japanese.
Norm from Cheers and fucking Michael Keaton in that one movie.
Shit, son.
What? What movie are you talking about?
Gung Ho when he worked in a fucking auto plant?
I never saw Gung Ho.
How is that possible?
There's no fucking way.
I never saw it. I'm not lying. I wouldn't lie to you guys about
that. Yo,
what's
your beef with George Wendt, son? You don't like nothing George Wendt.
I got no beef with George Wendt, bro.
You've never seen his movies.
You don't like Jack Black? You don't like George Wendt?
I do like Jack Black.
There's a trend here.
I do like Jack Black.
Anybody who you think you could do their job, you seem to not like.
Yeah, that's a Norm kind of shirt, matter of fact, what you got on right there, player.
Well, I got a Norm kind of lifestyle, to be totally honest.
Nobody considers you a regular.
I don't really.
You're not as endearing as that motherfucker
at all.
That's true. I'm more of like a drifter. Yeah. More of a drifter type. Well, people at card games like me.
Yeah, I've heard.
For some reason. all right. So OCP was just a random company that like took over old Detroit. And then but they didn't own the cops, right? They just like
They kind of did toward two. I don't know if they started in part one, though. They owned
I'm
the
just
police.
Talking, if I talk about fucking RoboCop, I'm talking about RoboCop 1.
RoboCop 2 is talked aboutable.
No,
yeah, it's not too bad.
We were talking about the Paul Verhoeven fucking
classics. I thought they fucking blew their load kind of in one. He should have let Dick Jones survive to part two. And,
Dick
you know,
Jones!
Have him work his way up the fucking ladder.
It's true.
Dick Jones and George Clooney's cousin, the guy that was doing the coke off of those fucking prostitutes' tits before.
Yeah, that's my dude,
before
son.
Before Clarence fucking dropped the fucking
bitches
hand grenade.
Leave,
his,
son.
Bitches leave!
Yeah, that's how you end the fucking party. Bitches
God.
Leave.
I know it's not good, but it's such a fucking fun movie.
I like the fact that Clarence wanted to like start up that fucking like shanty town full of whorehouses and
no, but
drugs.
the only part of that movie that was really just out there to me that just wasn't just like weird science fiction shit was for no reason that guy who got melted by fucking toxic waste.
Oh yeah, that was like
towards the end.
Somebody's brother, though.
That was one of the bad guys. Yeah, they were they were just being total assholes, and they had those like also they also had those super guns. Remember those like sniper rifles?
No, they had like rail guns by the end of it, didn't they? Yeah, it was depleted uranium or some shit.
In the first one you're talking about?
Yeah, at the end of it.
Yeah. They had those. Yeah, those. They like basically they broke into a gun store and for some reason a regular gun store in Detroit had military grade secret weaponry, and they were able to just fucking blow shit up with it. It was totally ridiculous. I couldn't fucking believe it, dude. That fucking shit was so hysterically ridiculous.
I find it weird too how they never touched his partner.
What do you mean? Which part? Oh, the chick.
I know she was a bit like manly looking, but you still got to kind of go for that.
That was a gang of dudes.
That's what I'm saying.
Of hardened criminals.
They didn't try to go for her though at all. Like they was really just trying to gun Murphy down and shit.
I watched that as a child. I remember like watching RoboCop as a kid, and my parents were like okay with me watching something as hyper violent as that. Because really, like in the first like 10 minutes,
it was rated X in the theater.
Was it?
Was it?
Yeah, the theater version was rated X.
I believe it because the amount of squibs used in that film.
Yeah.
And Murphy getting like shot up initially.
It took his leg, son. I loved it.
Was like literally murder porn. They were just torturing him to death with shotguns.
Yeah,
like,
but I don't think it was any worse than Kill Bill Part 1.
No, hell no.
Even
nah,
in retrospect,
son.
I mean, I watched it recently. I watched the rated X version recently.
You think that's worse than RoboCop?
I put them on the same
level. Pretty fucking brutal, though.
I guess you know what? In Kill Bill, there's not as much human emotion and screaming, and the people don't
and
look to be
in
as much
like
pain.
And plus, they use like a cartoon in the fucking middle
well,
of it to like gore it down.
And Kill Bill is, it was like a take on, ridiculous Japanese, film. Japanese like kung fu films where the violence was over the top. Where
I thought
you
it was
cut
about
someone's
like,
arm. Like, well, the fight with the goddamn crazy 88s, right? The crazy 88s.
Yeah.
When a arm gets cut off, there's just spraying blood
everywhere. Yeah, but that was Verhoeven's idea with RoboCop. He said he wanted to like replicate like the Wild West and just like in Detroit with with sci-fi.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he was some weird shit. He's like he thought that like Americans were just super over the top. With like guns and stuff. So he's just like, I wanted to do that. I wanted to portray that.
Well, he pulled it off beautifully. Yeah. Like that film was just totally insane.
I am front. Like if I was Stephen Hawking, I'd use that shit like on my fucking website page. But like, this is how I became who I am now and shit.
Stephen Hawking.
Oh, you think?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was the origin of Stephen Hawking.
Hell
he got,
yeah. That, yo, I respect
he
you.
Got
like,
gun
yo, they
fucked.
Shot you like that, being you like that now. You all right, son.
What?
I'm just saying.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, if I, me,
basically what Johnny's saying is he's producing the Stephen Hawking rap album. It's coming soon.
Hell yeah, son. That'd be like, yo, that's my backstory. My wife didn't abuse me. It was some gunmen in Detroit.
So you think that his wife abused him?
It's fucking public knowledge. Not the first one, the second one. His nurse that he married, she beat the shit out of him.
I don't know that his wife murdered anyone.
Maybe he liked a good flogging like did. The chick from Deuce Bigelow.
Because he used to beg his staff not to be left alone with her. That's a pretty bitch move if you ask me, dog.
Wait, what? Is that true?
Yeah, man.
Well, I don't know why
up.
I'm believing anything.
Look
anything
that shit.
That you,
oh, dude, I know
saying.
Everything Stephen Hawking built and shit. Oh, yeah? I hate that motherfucker so much.
It's very strange that you hate him.
I hate him so much.
I don't get it.
It's just like, he's done dirty shit to people. You know he has. You can't be that big and not have done nothing without fucking somebody over.
A nurse who cared for Stephen Hawking claimed last night that she saw his wife abusing and mistreating him. Elaine Hawking called her disabled 62-year-old husband a crippled, bathed him in water that was too hot, and allowed him to wet himself.
That's fantastic.
Oh, boy.
I don't think you allow somebody to wet themselves. I think they just do because they're
in
a wheelchair.
Yeah, well, you can't really stop. What, you going to put a catheter in that man's dick? He suffered enough.
What if he said, I have to piss. It's coming out. Like, what if he said that, right? He typed it in. Maybe they checked his chat logs, I guess, is what they would have to
probably,
do.
Yeah, probably, right?
And, like, looks like you made let him piss himself, miss.
To
you
be fair,
up.
Like, if you're the third wife, right, couldn't you just, like, kill him and be like it was a mercy killing and shit? You could kind of get away with that. He's suffering so much.
Kind of sad, right?
Yeah, man. Just put that man out of his misery. He's good
so
to no one.
You think he should have just, really?
I'm just saying.
We've heard all your theories and your feelings about poor Mr. Stephen Hawking.
Poor motherfucker got more money than me and you will ever have combined.
He can't move his body, Johnny.
You think he paid for movable parts or just to keep his fucking money, though? He's a greedy motherfucker, dog.
Yeah, how come he doesn't have, like, an exosuit yet?
That's what I'm saying. And they have that shit. Why doesn't he call Amazon and ask for one of those
droids
to move
him
around?
That's true. Didn't they have, like, a disabled veteran moving around in some exosuit on SmackDown, like, 2 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
How come the WWE has an exosuit but fucking Stephen Hawking doesn't? Doesn't make any sense.
You know they got logistics for that motherfucker ready to go, son.
Do you guys understand we're the only anti-Stephen Hawking show or outlet?
I'm not saying I'm anti-Stephen Hawking. I'm just saying.
Sounds like you're on Johnny's side.
I'm just saying it seems like
he
should have an exosuit of some sort.
He just wants those tears, son. He ain't getting shit out of me, dog.
I'm just saying, if Mr. Burns got crippled, he'd have a fucking exosuit.
Mr. Burns is a cartoon character.
Whatever.
Isn't Stephen Hawking kind of a cartoon character? He looks like when a boulder hits you and you fold. And then when they take the boulder off, that's how he kind of looks. Looks like a boulder squashed that motherfucker.
What are you talking about, bro?
I'm just saying. Like, does he even have bones at this point? Or, like, did they debone that motherfucker?
He's a human.
Is he? Shit, man. They really scaling that shit back, huh? That's crazy, son. That's crazy.
Again, you're talking gibberish. You're talking gibberish again, dude. I can't understand what the fuck you're saying. Lay off the Stephen Hawking shit, dude.
I don't even
it makes us look bad.
I'm sorry.
All you ever talk about is how pro-war you are and how anti-Stephen Hawking
is
you are.
Is he like Jewish,
Listen, this
though?
Is the new fancy vest society
right
now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is, I got feelings for people. Yeah. Not just animals.
This is the
shit.
Button-down
people.
Shirt that matches my vest, high society radio. I didn't realize we had gotten all classy.
That's
in here.
What I'm saying, son.
Really? Because you were pro fucking war and anti Stephen Hawking before this. I fucking know that you didn't like the anti Hawking stuff.
It's not that I didn't like it. I thought it was very bizarre.
I don't trust that.
It's
dude.
Very intense feelings. I don't have intense
don't
feelings
him.
One way or the other towards Stephen Hawking.
Isn't it like an android taking your job, though? It's like more human beings.
No, I don't think
do
I could
shit.
Do his
like
android
the operating
job.
System.
Yeah, he's like that computer shit they got to try
what are they
to beat
up to
that
now?
Dude.
Jelly Bean, Kit Kat. Lollipop.
Isn't that weird that they fucking call all their operating systems like candy shit? Like
it's very
harsh.
Child molesty. I'm not gonna lie to you on that.
Do you think that Sergey Brin's a child molester? Tell me, Johnny.
Could be. Why are you gonna name it all that shit? You either diabetic or kid fucker. That don't make no sense.
What?
Why
if you name everything
candies?
After candy.
Or obese. Let me not leave
You're
my obese
a
people.
Diabetic or a kid fucker.
Or obese. Because it's like, what the fuck? What was it, snow cone or some shit at one point? Oh, ice cream, right?
It's up to marshmallow. It's up to marshmallow. That's what we're up to.
Nice. Toasty.
Damn, son. Get some imagination.
Hold on. I'm going to find all the Android operating systems. Give me a second. This is fucking great.
That's crazy.
Go to patreon.com/highsocietyradio to donate to our, I guess we're going to making.
Making bank.
We're making bank. So you're thinking it's going to be in Midtown.
Mm-hmm.
We've
Hopefully.
Figured
Hopefully.
That out.
We haven't figured that out. Nothing's booked yet.
Oh, never mind.
We're still throwing around ideas. It's not like the season's coming upon us.
All right,
like
so I have the Android names here.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you.
The first one was Cupcake.
Okay, those are delicious.
Then Donut.
Well, I'm not a big fan of donuts, but they're all right.
That seems like a stupid thing to not be a fan of. Eclair.
Oh, God forbid I'm not a fan of something Chris is, and then I'm an idiot.
It's just an odd thing to be like, I don't like donuts. Who doesn't like a donut?
Just don't be different.
How can you like a cupcake and not a donut? It's the same fucking thing. They're just different shapes.
They're not the same fucking
thing.
You're
out your fucking mind.
They're pretty similar.
Are you crazy? Fucking compare a donut to a fucking goddamn cupcake?
It's cake and fucking frosting.
Suck my dick.
Sprinkles, perhaps.
Yo, you get him the vest, I'll get him his bandana.
Then there's Eclair. Do you like Eclairs?
I love it. Well,
isn't an eclair count as a donut, or is it totally different?
An eclair is just a long Boston cream donut.
That's not a fucking donut. It's a cake.
The Boston cream is my favorite type of donut. Like, so if I were to get a donut, it'd be a good Boston cream. Words, son. Gay.
But yeah, I like an eclair.
All right. So was that an operating system?
Yeah, that was the third one.
Are you fucking kidding me?
There's Froyo.
Oh, fuck you. All right, you're fucking...
I'm reading it off Wikipedia.
No, Android version
somebody
history.
Somebody fucked with it, then. There's no way.
Gingerbread is the one after that. Then honeycomb, which I remember. Then ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, that one
then
I know.
Then jelly bean.
You can't be serious.
Then Kit Kat.
Kid fucker, dog. All
then
the
lollipop.
Kid fucker.
Then marshmallow.
Definitely kid fucker on this
one. Be honest with me for real, Chris.
Stop
it, Johnny. I'm talking to Chris.
All right.
These are the ones that were released.
Chris, let me just ask you...
For commercial use.
Froyo was a fucking operating system.
It was 2.2.3.
What year was that fucking available?
I don't know.
It doesn't say
here. No.
Copy paste it. See if it pops up on the search.
I honestly would have bet all the money in the world that he was lying about that.
No, that sounds accurate.
It's retarded.
It's IA. Somebody's getting paid for these fucking ideas. So
yeah,
I'm not sure.
Sergey Brin, bro. I guess Stephen Hawking.
Does he speak fucking English, Sergey?
Everyone speaks English, dude.
About 2010 is when it was running.
Man,
there you go.
I don't know if I had a fucking Android phone then, but I'm an Android boy. I don't like Apple. Are you an Android boy, Johnny?
Oh, just like that movie with Haley Joel Osment, right?
What movie? Oh, AI.
Yeah, he was a little Android boy. That's you.
Mad weird.
You're a terrible movie. Also,
I hate that movie.
His love is real or something, right? He isn't real, but his love is. That's it.
That's whoever came up with these names. That's what they said to him, right, John? Your love is real. Don't worry. Right.
My love is real. I'm a pedophile.
Oh, yeah.
Don't pull that, anyone. Stop it. Johnny, how much money have you made off my picks this season?
I made enough to get my phone turned on twice, so I'm all right.
Stop getting your phone turned on.
It's not my fault, son. It's the man.
What man? Whitey?
Yeah,
Whitey,
fuck
crackers,
whoever is not paying the bill and they're supposed to. Let's just say it's a white person, I guess.
God, don't you hate white people?
No, I don't, actually.
Why not?
Holiday, Bing Crosby, son. He saved you.
We are shit.
Frank Sinatra's good.
You know, last week, I don't think I did it.
You invented germ warfare. I'm not mad at y'all for that.
Weird.
The racism shit, I need to tone down a little bit, you know? But,
you know, all in all, everything's great except the racism.
Other than the racism and the mass killings, everything else is good.
You know what?
Arabs are catching up. Maybe surpassed, buddy?
Have you two bros watched Fargo this season?
Yeah, I love it, son.
I haven't watched it at all.
Have you watched the first season, Chris?
Yeah.
You saw the first season. Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Nice.
The second season's pretty dope. What do you think of the season?
I think season two is stronger than season one.
Second season's pretty great.
I think it's really good. I like how everything's tying together and shit.
You know what? Like, a lot of people are dying in this season. I'm not giving anything away. I'm not saying who's dying because Chris hasn't seen it. But the one person I think is going to live, outside of, you know, we know that, you know, the...
Yeah.
Because Chris, it's a
prequel, right?
It's a flashback to the father.
But they've done it so well; it's fucking amazing.
And the female sheriff is the daughter.
She's a little baby; she's like five and shit.
Yeah, so she doesn't play any part in it really.
Kind of chubby, but
we know what happens there. Right? Yeah, she fucking stuff.
Still fucked the shit out of her, though.
What?
She got that nice icy white milk skin when she's mature as a young woman.
I think the one person that's gonna live outside of those guys. Mike Milligan. I think he's going to survive this season.
I don't know, man. I'm not taking a bet on that one.
No one gets that when I'm being sarcastic.
I'm not going with that one.
But if he does survive, I'm going to seem like a genius.
There's no way he fucking survives, though. You know this. It's like, didn't
there's
you do this shit
no
when we
one,
were watching?
There's literally no one with a fucking worst fucking survival rate than Mike Milligan in this fucking episode.
Yeah, the way he took care of the Undertaker, that was that pretty much sealed his fate. You can't blow that shit off.
Yo, Mike Milligan's a straight badass.
He quotes a lot of shit, though. It's like,
love that motherfucker, for real. Mike Milligan is my favorite character by far. Well, I guess Hansy's also fucking
Hansy's
awesome.
All right.
It's Hansy and Mike. I mean, those are the badass.
I felt bad when he was getting bullied, and then he had to show them what's what. I was like, word, son.
That was awesome.
Hansy, your shit, Rainwater.
Just that's pow, right. He's a tracker. All right, so I'm going to fucking do some picks right now. You ready for some picks?
All right, I need some money. It's holiday season. Right? I could have used it last week for Black Friday, but
you know,
whatever.
I think I might have set on a Periscope that fucking...
I ain't on fucking Periscope, nigga. I ain't got that kind of shit on my phone.
I'm white, bro. All right. So I'm going to go through some picks because I want everyone to make money so they can... So I want people to have money to...
Have some money for the fucking dollar pizza party. There you go.
That's
put it in your
I'm
pocket.
Talking about, bro. Okay. Pick number one. Mm-hmm. You ready for this, Johnny?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
As ready as I'm going to get, son.
All right. Panthers at Saints. Panthers favored at -7. They're in the dome, bro.
Ooh.
Guess what? Take Panthers all fucking day because they're just going to be a fucking beatdown on goddamn Drew Brees.
It's not bad.
Panthers -7. Take it while you can get it.
It's a real good defense.
Take it while you can get it, bruh. All right. Next, bruh. Give me... Colts at Steelers, both at 6-5.
Wow, that's a tough game. You usually don't take risks like that.
They're both at 6-5. This is tied. This is fucking. This is even money right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd think that, but you'd be wrong. Take the Steelers at -7.
I agree with that. You got a 40-year-old dude back there, son.
You got old man Hasselback, fucking
yeah,
slinging
bro.
It. And no run game.
He's
literally
older.
No run game.
He's older than motherfucking Mike Tomlin, dog. I used to smoke blunts with Mike Tomlin, man. Dude,
really?
He's all right, son.
You should smoke blunts with Tomlin.
Shout out to Eddie Bauer with fucking trucks. Them shits was a joint smoking.
I like that shit. I like blunts. Right. Next, Broncos at the Chargers.
Mm.
They're in San Diego.
Mm.
They're in hostile waters. They're in enemy territory. Broncos favorite at -3.5. They got Brock Osweiler, our quarterback.
He's doing all right, though.
When you're facing against Philip Rivers, the man of pedigree, the man of success.
I already know who you're going with, though.
Give me the goddamn Denver Broncos.
Yes, I knew it.
Give me them Broncos.
You know what's crazy? Osweiler's got a better record against...
Those guys know what's up. -3.5.
What the fuck was that?
That was very strange. Denver Broncos. Take them at -3.5. Easy fucking money. Chris, you like that? Chris, you like easy money?
Yeah, sure.
Chris is taking the Broncos at -3.5. On the road. Brock. Brockman. Brockster. Broccatino.
Mm.
So that's Broncos, -3.5. Panthers at -7. And the fucking Steelers at -7. I'm going a lot of favorites this week.
I wanted to do some shit for the Royal Rumble next month, but I don't know.
Don't worry about that yet, dude.
No, but I'm saying we could make it a contest where everybody puts some money into a pot and then we pick the winning shit. But you have to pick what number the guy comes in, how many people he's going to eliminate, and if he wins. That's pretty hard.
You sound like you're pissed drunk right now.
No, so, that's a good fucking game to play. You like to fucking bet the ponies, right? Take a chance on this
shit. I like betting
shit.
Anything. I don't, you know.
Yeah, that is kind of
like,
sad.
I just like this light fire to money. And then, hold on, should I pick another game just to be weird?
Nah, you go down to three.
You know what? Chiefs at Raiders. Take the Raiders at take the Raiders at +3.
+3 Raiders?
Yeah, at home. Raiders are +3 at home.
You read that right? You sure on that?
Yeah, Kansas City -3 on the road against the Raiders. That's... Take my fucking man, Derek Carrizard.
All right. That's a horrible nickname.
What do you mean?
You know, about David White Power Car, something nice like
no,
that.
No, Charizard, like Charizard.
Oh, Silver Power, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Yo, Johnny, who's your favorite Pokemon?
Charizard, you know that.
You mean Charizard. Chris, what's your favorite Pokemon?
Squirtle.
No, my favorite Pokemon is Snorlax.
You look like Snorlax.
That's
you kind of
like,
do so with that blue shirt on, son.
I like to take a nice nap
Google
every now and then. Google Snorlax. Look at me.
It does a little bit.
I mean, this kind of looks like a fat Korean man. I don't know.
That's me. I'm really a fat Korean man.
You don't even like Banchan. This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't like Banchan. I'm not a big fan of it. I mean, it's okay. I don't know why it's so popular.
It's delicious this way.
I don't know if it's delicious. I mean, it tastes good, I guess.
Here's the thing. If you would have found out about it before a bunch of hipsters were excited about it, you'd love it and then complain that hipsters are ruining Bonchan.
That's a good call, actually. No, because you would dick riding that cronut hard as shit.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you absolutely would dick riding the cronut.
You guys are dude. Fucking liars.
It was like, yo,
you're both liars.
It was like, yo, it's really good if you put an eclat in that shit and just let it squirt all over. You're like, I don't see the appeal.
Find the fucking audio you're like, talking about that.
Where's the Boston Cream cronut at?
Hell yeah, son.
Like, you guys are lying pieces of shit.
Let that shit dribble down my
mouth. Mean, everybody listening to this remembers when you were sucking that cronut dick.
Look.
You like, Dominic Ansel? That sounds like a dick I'd suck.
Food is the most fucking objective of things to fucking like or dislike. Fucking, wait, what were we talking about?
I'm talking about your obsession with eclairs.
Before that.
Your mouth full of
cream. Bonchan, motherfucker. And Bonchan is like fucking okay. Like, I don't understand why people fucking love it so
much. Yeah, I don't get the craze about it either.
Like, it's a craze, Johnny.
Yeah, it's like kale and shit. I don't get it.
Like, I mean, kale's supposed to be healthy for you.
I told you what I chalk up kale to. It's all just
kale
because,
chips?
No, the reason why kale is so popular is because chefs made it popular.
Well, yeah, that makes
like,
sense.
Like, it's healthy because it's a dark leafy green, but, you know, it lasts like 2-3 weeks, so it's on every fucking
menu.
But
that's like every fucking food, though. There's no one food somebody just randomly discovered, right?
No, of course not. But somebody's like started doing stuff with kale. Like it got a little healthy, but then it ended up on every restaurant menu because it lasts longer
than
anything else.
Let me take that statement back because the Epic Mealtime guys with the shit they do kind of make shit like kind of big, I guess.
Bacon strips? Yeah, they're responsible
for
the
bacon strips.
Popularity
like gay
bacon.
Bacon strips. Gay bacon strips.
The shit they do it, you know? Like the little bacon. Well, I don't know if bacon baskets is them, but.
They probably popularized the bacon weave.
Yeah, they definitely did, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Muscles.
Muscles Glasses hasn't been on that show for years at this point.
He OD'd a couple years back. What you mean he hasn't been? You serious?
What?
He died like fucking 3 years ago. We talked about it on the show.
Wait, that's bullshit.
No, dude, we talked about
Chris,
it on the
look
fucking
that up. Chris, please look that up. I don't remember talking about
tweeted
that.
Tweeted yesterday.
That's somebody hacking his page, dog, because he died.
Johnny, why you
if
lie?
If he's not on there no more.
And why do I listen to you? You piece of shit. I think Muscle Glasses got too big for the show. Like, I think
he came up with Muscle Milk? That's like his thing and shit?
No, that existed before.
Come on, Johnny.
Oh, damn
Come
it.
On, bro.
I was going for the obvious shit.
You think he came up with Muscles the Mollusk? Was that his thing, too?
Is that a thing?
I get it.
Muscles the Mollusk?
I get it, Chris.
What is that?
I laughed
eternally.
Is
that a band?
Yeah.
The fuck
is
that?
It's a shellfish.
Oh.
Johnny, it was a shellfish joke. Obviously, you didn't get it. You're shellfish intolerant. Because you're a minority.
Yeah.
At least in this city.
How was your Thanksgiving, speaking of food, man?
I balled out so hard. It was
you know I
dope.
Did, son.
No, yeah, what'd you do?
Oh, you know what
oh,
I
God,
did.
Oh, God, I forgot about this.
What? What did you do?
Hold on, Johnny, man. Don't talk.
Yeah.
Chris, I was going out to Long Island for Thanksgiving, like I do every year.
I thought you weren't going this year.
No, I went this year. Yeah, it was great. And,
it seems strange.
It was awesome.
I mean, you hate traffic.
I do hate traffic.
And Russian people.
But no, I like Russian people.
I don't know about all that.
I do like Russian people.
Okay.
Certain Russian people. I'm in traffic, going out to Long Island, and I start getting text messages. And I get them from One Bronx Johnny. And, let me see if I actually have... I'm going to look for the actual fucking text message. I apologize for fucking not looking those up beforehand because I forgot about it.
Did your Thanksgiving go well, Chris?
Yeah, it was fine. I saw family. It was whatever. I made some food.
But you hate family.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm not elated. You don't hear me
but
singing
a fucking
song. But
you like to cook.
Song.
You would figure it cancels each other out, right?
I made some food.
Did they enjoy it?
Yeah, of course they did.
So
it's delicious.
So Thanksgiving that keeps on giving, son.
Sure.
You're the man, son.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Personally, I'd rather spend every holiday alone in my house watching television.
I am friend. You almost did, son. Give it a couple of weeks.
Yeah, all right.
So
I'm just going to alienate the last 10 people from my life.
So this it's just gonna be me and Johnny left, motherfucker. I can't wait.
I hope not.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Wait, so who are the other eight? All right, so this is the first fucking text message that Johnny sent me. This was at around 2:30 on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, sir.
Pop some acid. Had 2 4 locos.
Shit was a blast.
Enjoy the party, N-word.
I didn't type N-word. You know what I type? Just say it.
No, it's with an A. And then after that, he texted me a picture.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I did.
It was your dick?
It was
That was later on in the evening for Black Friday.
I would have been less weirded out by that. It was just a baggie full of Xanax sticks, and said,
"Wait, how big of a baggie? I'd like to see this picture."
I don't have the picture anymore, but it was like seven Xanaxes, probably.
No,
seven
it wasn't
sticks.
That many. It was like four sticks.
I think
I'm
it was
not
more
a
than
savage,
that.
Not,
bro.
That's hardly a baggie full of Xanax.
That's
was
what
it
I'm
crack
saying.
Bag with
that.
Xanax sticks
like
in
four,
it?
Like four
it was,
sticks.
It was, all right, sorry, excuse me. It was a small baggie full of Xanax sticks. Or yeah. It was like seven sticks of Xanax.
It was like four, but.
Was it?
Yeah, it was only four. Trust me, I took them. It was only four, so.
Well, maybe you don't remember.
No.
He doesn't remember. This motherfucker doesn't remember shit. And then he asked, "Hey, come through if you want to chainsaw with me."
Yeah, son.
Now, Johnny, what does chainsaw mean?
Just chill out. People use that word now. The kids use it. I was like, fuck it. Chainsaw. All right.
We're not kids, though. We're adults.
Not the way you dress right now. So you got vests on and shit like you going to the playground.
Seriously, children say chainsaw. Chris, is Urban Dictionary have a definition of chainsaw?
I'm doing it already. Hold on. Give me a second. A suitable replacement for the word fuck.
Oh, so I've been using it wrong then.
To fuck someone like while making absurd chainsaw noises.
Son. All right.
There you go. That's good. That's good. Chainsaw the bitch.
I got freaked out because then they started giving Chris Farley movies and shit. I'm like, damn, this motherfucker was funny. And then like his brother that looks like him is still alive and he's not
Kevin,
so funny.
Kevin Farley.
That dude, damn. Like you living off the fact that you look like your dead brother, basically.
Okay, so the sixth definition down for chainsaw is the act of rubbing your braces while performing cunnilingus.
Wow, I never even heard of that.
Noise is optional.
Oh.
That's nice.
I like that one. You know what? I'm going to use it as that then.
So pretty much anything could be chainsawing.
Yeah, I guess. The way the kids use it, I thought it was like just chilling shit. But
yeah, it's also a tequila drink with roses, lemon-lime mixed, and black pepper.
I love mixology.
What the fuck you do with
it's
roses
so
in a drink?
You can use rose water. It's,
yeah, rose water.
It's,
yeah.
I'm not a
like
huge
when you
fan.
Get cut though. Like, what the fuck are you drinking that for?
Cut a fat rail, right, Johnny?
Oh yeah, son. You know it, don't.
The weirdest thing about all those texts was that you were drinking Four Loko. Four Loko doesn't even have fucking caffeine in it anymore. There's no reason to drink it.
That's why you fucking drop some acid, son. You just chill out.
No,
I didn't say I wanted to fucking lose my mind. I said I wanted to chill, bro.
Yeah, because your fucking mind, I'm sure, was straight after all that fucking Xanax and acid. And
it was a good time. It was a fun fucking good time.
Can't imagine.
Got to see the kids and stuff. They had fun.
What? How old were these children?
My nephew's six. My niece is like 3 months old, 2 months
were
old.
Were they chainsawing with you?
Nah. They're too young for that, son. One day.
Johnny
not
had his braces off anyway.
Well, everyone loves a good chainsaw. I guess. I'm still not sure what it means. It means what? Partying?
Yeah. That's how I took it. But, you know, these kids with this slang.
You're my fucking Chainsaw Charlie. You know? You're my Chainsaw Charlie.
Yeah, he should be in the Hall of Fame, son.
Well, he's already in the Hall of Fame,
yeah,
isn't
but
he?
Terry Funk? That shit twice. Why can't Terry Funk be in there twice?
Oh, wait, I was thinking, it was Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were a good team.
You know, with that vest on, you're getting closer and closer to being Mick Foley.
I was thinking you got the back thing, too. You got, like, that mini hump. Yeah,
I was thinking more of Walter from...
That's who you want to be, son, but that's not who you are.
I just have to go to Vietnam and kill some babies.
He was on Long Island last week.
Hell
his
yeah,
family.
Bro.
Strong Island.
Did you jump off somebody's roof on some
You know, I've
mattresses?
Never seen you and Mick Foley in the same place at the same time.
That's a good point.
And you're very well-read, maybe too articulate.
Oh, God, I'm so well-read. I just, like, you know, I'm a guy who likes the classics.
Oh, yeah, son.
You know? I like Oscar Wilde.
Charlotte's Web. There you go.
Thank you, yeah. 50 Shades of Grey. That's my shit.
It's not really a good book, but...
You know. Really? Have you read it?
No, but I know everybody that did.
I've read all
cunts.
Three. I've read...
There's three of them
There's three of them. It's a trilogy.
Yo, you fucking gay for that one. How
trilogy.
You know
it's more
three
of a trilogy.
Trilogy?
It is a trilogy. Because I was thrilled the entire time watching that.
Oh,
it's
real shit. BK Cruz is probably like the most well-read dude I know. Because he always reads and shit.
Really? Because he reads Bukowski. Oh, what a troubled soul.
No, man. I'm just saying. I didn't say all that. But he's always got like some comic book shit and stuff. Like deep shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Chris, did you watch the new trailer for Batman vs. Superman?
Yeah, it looks some weird S&M shit. I don't know.
That Civil War should look all right, though.
Yeah, that Civil War should
look
all right.
That shit looks good.
Too there's some trailer on YouTube where Superman has Batman tied up.
Oh, yeah, I seen that, son.
Do you want me to tell you what that scene is?
Suck and fuck.
Probably a dream.
It's a dream sequence.
Yeah.
He's dreaming about tying another dude up.
I would imagine Batman is dreaming that Superman's going to kill him.
Exactly. Well, he's dreaming that Superman is has become like, you know, basically dictator of the United States. Spoiler alert to anyone who's fucking
I mean, that's what I figured when I saw that. If you didn't infer that, you're probably too stupid to have money to go to a movie.
I always thought like Batman dreamed of like
a lot of people aren't too stupid to have money to a movie.
And,
shit,
and he couldn't do nothing for them. That's what I thought he dreamed of. But that's just me. No? Nobody for Batman just dreaming about his dead parents and shit all the time? Like they're alive, going to his baseball games and shit.
You ever have a dream where a dead relative's alive in the dream and then you wake up and you remember they're dead? It's pretty sad.
I don't really dream about dead people like
that. It's troubling. You know, it's usually when that happens, it's pretty troubling.
Yeah.
But it's like, damn, fun. Like, does that mean you're going to see them when you fucking, like, you about to see them or they watching over you and shit?
I don't think it means any of that. I think it just means
it doesn't mean anything.
Your brain is fucked up.
Because if that's the case, my fucking relatives done seen me jack off mad times and I don't appreciate that shit. It's like, damn, son.
I mean, your living relatives have seen you jack off mad times.
Once
it's
twice.
A small apartment,
it's very
John.
Weird.
It's a small
After, like, once you hit, like, 24 and shit, they catch you jacking off. It's like, he's just doing them. Shouldn't really be an issue and shit.
It's always an issue, Johnny. It's always an issue when you come with a family member in the room.
Not pointed it at them. Not even looking at them. They just behind me, like, what are you doing?
More people.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
It's really uncomfortable.
Sipping their champagne cocktails and shit.
Don't you love champagne cocktails, though?
Hell nah, son. Champagne right out the bottle, dog. Ain't no cocktail in that shit.
You know what? Another thing about you is?
I live the life.
You're a baller.
I need me. Yo, hook me with your vest guy, though. I want me a nice black
one. Listen, you go to Deals and Discounts on Broadway in Astoria, and I will hook you up.
Yeah, they're like, yo, that's your man right there, Stanley. I'm like, hey, guys. Stanley told me about this place.
That's my dude, guys. That's my dude.
You got new kicks, too. I seen you, son. You just knew everything, son. New hairstyle. You got that fuckboy going a little bit. You getting your beard back a little bit, son?
I just shaved. What the fuck are you talking
about?
No,
son, you got like a little stubble. Oh, you need to shave well because that stubble is like dark, son.
My fucking beard.
My handicapped little brother has that problem, too. It's all right. He misses a lot of spots shaving.
Oh, shit.
I just saw him for Thanksgiving. He missed a few spots.
I wasn't saying he's sloppy. I thought that was the shadow coming in, but you might be right.
No, it's the shadow, Johnny. Chris is trying to infer something.
You gotta let
me.
Your Dominican guy.
Well, I can't see
your
you. You're behind
son.
This screen. I can't really see you. It's weird. It's like you just see it's like doing a podcast with the Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Booze is more like it.
I hear you.
That was a terrible pun.
I
didn't even
you.
Rhyme.
Yeah.
Well, OZ, whatever. I'm pretty sure I'm dyslexic.
Don't be loco, dog.
Four
loco. Yes, son. There you go.
I'm loco. Was this ever their fucking ad campaign? We're loco, four loco.
You should have wrote for them.
No, that was a underground rap song, Loco for Them Locos. We played it on this podcast.
Yeah, you're right.
I wrote that song. I didn't tell you guys that at the time.
No?
I was like, this is brilliant. We're loco for the loco.
My favorite shit was my boy mixed that fruit punch shit with some Malibu. I was like, damn, son, that's mad crazy.
It's retarded. B, fruit punch was the worst flavor. A grape was the best flavor.
You can't have any of that in February.
I don't like the grape.
What's that?
Oh, right. Shit, I forgot, Chris.
Yeah, no, Stanley's detox. He can't have no Four Locos.
Shit.
No St. I Special Brew. You can't put no orange juice in the neck of your 40s.
No Tom Collins.
I haven't heard orange juice in a fucking 40. In at least 15 years. Holy shit, that's fucking funny. Why do people do that? They thought it made it taste better?
People
it's
seem to think that.
It's supposed to be
that.
Like a poor man's version of gin and juice, baby.
God damn. I haven't thought about that. Holy shit, that's fucking
funny. I didn't even know you
knew
about that. I thought that was like some inner city shit. Damn.
We're from the same city, John.
We're all from the same place, you fucking cunt.
You guys are kind of fancy for my taste.
Yeah, sure, okay.
My man's got Arab neighbors now and shit. It's crazy, sir.
Touch my dick. How about that? That's what I fucking say to you, motherfucker. Fuck you, Bronx Johnny.
I'm just saying,
this is turning into the fucking
No Incredible
Hulk podcast.
Oh, boy.
You can't have, you're still drying out, though, right? February, Black History Month. You're not drinking for Black History Month.
Yeah, black people,
he's killing
sorry.
Black Irish, son.
Yo, black
that
people.
Character's
dead. Wait, hold on. When's the Super Bowl? 2016.
Like the first week of February.
Shut up. I don't need you to lie to me. I'm looking at the exact date. I want to know how many days.
No scissor. No lean.
And how are we going to hang out with fucking, who is that fucking rapper we talked to? Bands?
Bands. He's good money.
You're going to have to not show with Bands this February. Johnny's going to see him now.
Oh, yeah.
When are you going to Chicago?
The 11th.
Of when? January?
February, son.
Oh, shit. You got
you detoxing. I can't chill with you. That's whack, son.
I can't go there, but you should fucking try to find bands.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Are you going to go to a fucking drill rap show?
If they haven't, I'll do it. If not, I'll just find him and be like, hey, what's
I
up, guys?
I think you're fucking lying to us.
I will.
Chris and I will have to find a fucking drill rap show for you to go to.
Dude, I will.
You're lying.
I travel when I fuck. When I like take trips and shit, I travel where I'm at and shit. It's
no,
good
you don't.
Times.
You're lying. You just fuck backpage prostitutes and you're fucking.
Yo, but I still like once they leave, I got to do something else, right? So
February 7th. All right, so after February 7th, it's fucking over, bro. It's over for me.
I'm saying, but I thought you were going to do the entire month of February. Yeah, for Black History Month.
No, I said after the fucking goddamn Super Bowl, I'm going to fucking do it.
Damn, son. That's no bueno now.
Let's get weird. That's what I always say.
But Stanley looks like the type, too. Like, yo, you see how my life has changed since I stopped drinking and shit?
No, I would never say
look
that.
Look at you wearing a button up already, shit, son.
Yeah,
you ain't even
stop drinking.
Drinking
heavier more than I ever have.
I can't tell. You don't smell like alcohol like you usually do, bro.
Dude, fuck you. You know what? Fuck you. And guess what? I have been drinking beforehand, so you can suck my fucking cock.
Damn, son. Did you at least apologize to those gentlemen, by the way?
Yeah, I texted apologies to them.
Nice. Very nice.
I haven't seen any of them in real life.
I wouldn't want to see you after that, neither, son.
Are you doing the thing that everybody does? You're laying low after a blackout?
Pretty much.
Very good.
Send some text messages, and I guess I'll put some distance between me and the people I offended.
You know, there's been studies that say that like pack animals will like leave a pack for a while if they do something embarrassing also.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know how like
funny.
You know how like after a blackout, you kind of remove yourself from that group of friends for a few weeks, and hopefully they forget? And
sure.
Then you go back, and it doesn't really do anything. Animals apparently do the same thing.
People like, what's the
God,
fucking embarrassing? Like,
it's because we're animals, Johnny. That's what he's saying. We're all animals.
I get that, but like, what's embarrassing? Like in a pack mentality kind of shit, like for animals and shit.
Well, like if you just get sunned by another one, or like you pick a fight and you get sunned or some shit like that, maybe you just fall, look like a dick.
Yeah, there you go.
Most of the time, I'm falling down, looking like a dick.
Yo, how do you get up though?
I don't know, man. I just drag myself back up.
Damn, Stanley. Just stay down, bro.
You think?
You like Cool Hand Luke. Just stay down,
dog. Stay down like Creed. Did you guys see Creed?
Nah, so I ain't got time for that nonsense.
It's pretty fucking entertaining.
Did he beat a Russian?
He fought an Irishman. He fought Colin, number one pound-for-pound fighter in the
world.
Wait,
so a black guy trained by an Italian fought an Irish guy.
Uh-huh.
Damn. So, wait.
Light heavyweight.
Wait a second.
Yeah, what?
Is this the 1970s?
What the fuck is going on, son? Like, technically, I guess that's the one race Rocky hasn't beat on screen. He beat a Mexican.
No, Tommy Gunn was Irish.
Yeah, Tommy Gunn, bro.
Oh, he beat him on screen. He didn't beat him in the ring.
No.
He didn't hear no bell.
Well, HIV technically beat that, man.
I just want to fucking watch fucking Rocky V.
So, wait a second. You're saying HIV beat him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Huh. No, HIV didn't beat him. AIDS beat him.
Oh, was it the AIDS? Damn, son.
Well, technically, nobody dies of AIDS. You die from complications of AIDS.
That's a good point. You're making a lot of sense right now.
They had that fucking ripoff of Don King and out. That movie was terrible.
As long as we're talking about things that kill you. You fucking heard about this chick who was allergic to Wi-Fi, so she killed
herself?
That's
not a real fucking
really
thing,
depressing.
Right?
It's like Better Call Saul.
Wait, how the fuck are you allergic to
Suppose there's like one in like a million people is allergic to Wi-Fi, and they like live
in
fucking rural
it?
Areas. I don't know. Something about the fucking Wi-Fi just fucking gets in you and fucks with you.
I feel like we should all be allergic to Wi-Fi. There's just like weird information waves just fucking bouncing around our brains.
Yeah, except most people aren't, except
right
this
now,
bitch
son.
Killed herself.
You sound fucking crazy.
This is some fucking new age Darwinism.
You're tripping as shit right now, dog.
You're trippy as shit.
Oh, no. So what do you mean it's just shit in the air? It's the fucking air.
There's literally fucking information just bouncing around our bodies and our brains like weird rate, like low level. This is like low level radiation. Like,
we binary fuck bodies, son. That's what we are.
What'd you just say?
10111 suck my dick. Binary fuck machines, dog. That's what we are. All this Wi-Fi, son. I could literally fuck you in your ass while I watch porn at the same time. Wouldn't be gay because I'm watching two chicks go at it. Like, yeah,
But you're what?
Just bust that eclair right on your eye, pretty boy.
Well, thank you for calling me pretty boy. I appreciate that.
Here, Johnny, here's a picture of all the various information waves that can be around your body at one time.
Is that what that really looks
like?
Yeah,
that's what it really looks like under certain like spectrums.
That's why this girl is probably like the guy of next phase of evolution.
No, she's getting phased out. That's why she killed herself. She got selected out because she's allergic to Wi-Fi.
You basically like a fucking human lava lamp looking at that shit.
Well, yeah, this is just how they make this project here.
But it really does look like that?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I would pay for
machines. These are actually... Yeah, they just use something to pick them up.
Damn. Some crazy shit. You know what it looks like? It looks like the Ghostbusters guns and shit when they used to light people up. Like that.
Oh, yeah. It does kind of look like that. Crossing the streams or whatever.
Yeah, dog.
But yeah, I think that's got to be one of the worst afflictions, being allergic to fucking Wi-Fi.
I can't believe that's a real thing. I thought, like, when you sent it to me, it was like a
gag. Well, like, it's got to be similar to, like, you know, all those kids who get cancer living near power lines, right?
Well, that's a fucking, because you have toxic chemical waste off of that shit. You get the runoff off of that.
No, I thought it was
not electricity you're talking about. That don't happen. I don't think anybody.
I thought there was
electric.
Like the magnetic field around fucking those giant. We don't have those types of power lines in New York. You know lines
like, for the phone towers and shit like that. But that's
That what Aaron Brockovich was about?
Yeah,
I thought it was about
plus
titties,
her pussy
son.
Was all fucked up.
Hell yeah!
What was her pussy fucked up from?
I think getting fucked by dudes.
I think Richard Gere really? Kept showing up at her crib.
I think that just fucks up your pussy. I mean,
shoving hamsters up there.
Sounds
and shit.
Like she was a slut. I don't know.
Hell yeah, son. That's crazy. I would have never thought that's a fucking real affliction. I thought that was like some bullshit. That's got to be mental though, like, right?
You're mental right now, dude.
I don't think it's mental. She would have killed herself.
But how are you allergic to some shit you can't fucking
see? I think it just
see.
Gives you headaches and shit.
So, all right, let's say we put in a cabin in the
let's
woods.
Let's say we started making out, all three of us.
I can't do that. I've thought of it. And I can't.
The show's about to end, bro. No, seriously, the music's playing.
What? Do we have like 15 minutes left?
Nah, man, we're fucking. This is the show, bro. At the top, bro. Oh man, Johnny, what do you think of today's show, huh, buddy? What do you think about it?
It's a weird one, son.
That's usually what I would say. Chris, what do you think of this show?
It's a weird one.
Usually what I
just
say.
Suck each other's dicks.
I would never say that.
Now
last
you
got to
put on a vest, though, because I don't know which character you want.
So. Yeah, we're going to put a vest on. I think this is the vest show now. We all have vests. I bought vests for you guys, too. And
I'm going to get you a nice one. So I'm going to get you a Timberland one.
I don't want a Timberland.
You got fucking orange juice in your beard now, son, and dropping 40s and shit?
We didn't even talk about 4chan.
What about 4chan?
Apparently, 4chan had the idea to start the Say No to Mistletoe hashtag to piss off fucking, the social justice people on Twitter.
The SJWs?
Yeah. And apparently it caught on very fast, and a lot of people got very annoyed and saying mistletoe promotes rape culture.
Wait, oh, wow. They really fucking troll people that hard?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome. Well, I kind of agree with it, though. That's the weird part.
What, that mistletoe promotes rape culture?
Mistletoe, you're just kissing somebody.
No. That leads to rape.
Kobe Bryant used it in Denver. That's how he got off.
Stop it. Seriously, stop it. Stop. Rape isn't funny, dude.
It is if it ain't you,
son. Take your fucking red pill, fucking men's rights bullshit out of this fucking show.
I had another men's rights topic for Johnny right now. I don't know.
Damn it.
I got a good list for Johnny.
What's the list? Quickly.
It's a three-point list of three ways that men focusing on a woman's pleasure during sex is sexist.
Quickly. What? Come on. Get to the list real quick. We don't have a
lot
of
time. I'm on it. Relax. Because it still focuses on the man's achievement.
Ah, yes. Cuban B.
What do you think?
What? How does that work out? You making her come? Because
you're focusing. You made her come. Exactly. It's about you patting yourself on the back.
I feel good about myself making that woman come.
I want her to feel good about herself. That's why I'm making her come. I feel better when I jizz.
All right. You just fucking counterpoint this shit. What's the next one? What's the next
good
one?
Good MRA fucking thing. All right, it's still, it's the same thing. These are the same points. Primarily focused on the man's enjoyment of watching a bitch come.
I'm going to just.
Oh, that's so terrible. I fucking made a woman fucking come. That's
put
all
in
I'm
her
a piece
butt,
of shit.
Son. James Dean abroad, right?
All
right. Shout out to James Dean.
Right. No,
wait, there's a third point.
James Dean.
Go ahead, a third point.
Wait, first of all those allegations are alleged right now.
Alleged.
You should be shitting on James Dean just yet.
I prefer Tommy Pistol. All
right, so the third one is he's looking for a gold star. Right?
What the fuck? Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, they're all the same thing.
Wow.
But apparently, there's three things. Everydayfeminism.com. That's where this article's from.
Who wrote this? What broad wrote this?
Ginny Brown?
Chris. Hey, James, if you're listening, Ginny Brown's looking for a fucking son. All
right, I'm Chris Pepperick.
Hunt it down.
I'm Chris Pepperick Stanley.
Bronx, John A.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Show me the way to the next little girl. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next little girl. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next little girl, I tell you.
goodbye.